Good afternoon, Family First. Nina speaking.
Hi, my name is Shauna Carey from Keystone First. I'm trying to contact a mutual participant, Clifton Morrison. Do you have a contact number for his aide or for him?
1 second, let me see who he's assigned to. What was that first name again?
Clifton.
Is that with a K?
No, Clifton with a C.
Oh,
C-L-I-F-T-O-N, Morrison.
And Morrison is M-O-R-R-I-S-O-N?
Yes.
We don't have a Clifton Morrison. You sure you have the right family first? Because there's three of them.
Well, this is the number that I have for you guys on file.
Spell that first name for me. C-L.
I-F-T-O-N, Clifton Morrison, M-O-R-R-I-S-O-N, and they're active for receiving personal assistance services through you guys.
Wow. Let me see if I can get the admission on the phone, because I don't see him in HHA on our end at all. Okay, hold on 1 second. Hello, ma'am. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
So can I get his date of birth for security purposes?
2162.
Thank you. What number do you have on file for Mr. Clifton?
I have a lot of numbers for Mr. Clifton, and none of them work.
You have the 1-900-9706?
Hold on. No, I have a 267-499-7268.
We got something different. We got 610.
Hold on. 610.
Yes,
276.
Mm-hmm.
9706. And his
age. Oh, this got 9709.
Yeah, and take his caregiver, direct care worker, too, number as well. Her name is Lorraine, and her number is 267.
Wait, how do you spell Lorraine first?
Lorraine.
Lorraine.
Aine. Yes. And her number is 267-499-7268.
Oh, she's no longer his worker. It does, his care, that number that I just told you, that's the number that I called, the 499-7268. No one's answering that.
Try this one, 267 819.
Hold on. 267 819-8721. 819-8721. Let me make sure, because I've been calling a few numbers, so I want to make sure that's not a number that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And whose number is 267-829? Can you repeat that number?
The 267-819-8721.
8721. And whose number is that?
The caregiver's profile, Lorraine. Also, the one in 267-499-7268. That's the number that the coordinator been in communication with her and him on this number.
Yeah, but I've been calling her for like 2 weeks straight, leaving voicemails, and she's not calling me back. So if y'all can call them and tell them to call me, because if his stuff expired, then you guys don't get pissed. Like, it doesn't work. You know what I mean? So I have to get in contact with them.
I completely understand. So what I'll do is I'll tag the patient coordinator with an email telling them to get in touch with you, and I can provide them. Is this a good number to give you a call on?
Yeah.
Okay. I will notify the case
coordinator. What's your phone number? What's your name? I'm sorry.
My name is Nina Knight.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You take care.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.